friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Stranger stopped to check garbage tossed out by driver and found it wasn't trash at all. Written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. A stranger made a startling discovery after looking into the trash someone threw out their car door window. Animals, like humans, are part of God's creation. In the book of Genesis, God spends a valuable time creating animals of the land, air, and sea. God even put animals on the earth before man, according to the first book of the Bible. However, one person in Georgia tossed out two precious members of God's creation from their car. Someone treated them as if they were nothing more than trash. Luckily, a curious woman investigated and came across the two discarded kittens. The discovery happened after the woman who found the kittens witnessed someone throw trash out of their car window at a busy intersection in Duluth, Georgia. The woman who found the two kittens took them home for the night and then brought the cats to Planned Pethood, a local pet care and adoption facility. Planned Pethood, in a Facebook post on the incident, states that the two kittens, who were less than a week old, did take to a bottle, and new homes have already been lined up for them. Sadly, in a separate post on the incident, a third kitten was also found, the facility reported, close to that same intersection, but it did die. Now the search is underway for the individual who heartlessly tossed the kittens out of the vehicle. Planned Pethood is offering a $5,000 reward for info that leads to the arrest and conviction of the individuals responsible. The world can be a cruel and heartless place. It boggles the mind to think someone could actually throw kittens or any animals from a vehicle. However, the terrible incident also shows there are still kind and caring people in this world. The Good Samaritan cared enough to investigate the trash and get the kittens proper care and medical attention. Proverbs 12:10. A righteous man respects the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Mom expecting an eighth child has quintuplets instead, and then is devastated as tragedy strikes. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam Staton. A mom of seven who was expecting an eighth child was in for quite the shock when quintuplets were born. And sadly, tragedy then struck, leaving her devastated. "We were planning to have an eighth child, but there turned out to be more," Dominica Clark shared. She and her husband, Vince Clark, had always wanted their own real life cheaper by the dozen, but neither expected to receive the miracle of quintuplets being born when they began trying for their eighth child. Dominica learned the odds of conceiving quintuplets are 1 in 52 million. She beamed as she commented, "As a mathematician, I like these statistics." They welcomed their newest addition. Ariana Daisy, Elizabeth May, Evangeline Rose, Charles Patrick, and Henry James. As a mom who always wanted a big family, she advised, "If you have a system, a calm approach, and a positive attitude, then it is possible to have a really cool life with such a large bunch of children." The family resides in Poland and was thrilled to bring their new little brood home to the Clark Nest. Sadly, tragedy struck, and they need our prayers. Their youngest son, Henry James, passed away at just 3 days old after the quintuplets were born. He was delivered at less than 30 weeks via C-section with his siblings, and no one expected this to happen. "It is with great sadness that we inform you that little Henry James Clark has lost the fight for life," Dominica wrote. "After times of sadness, we will remain positive. We will continue to support our 11 children and help them understand the news of their brother Henry James. We will remember little Henry in our hearts," she wrote. No parent should ever feel the loss of their child. As they walk through the valley and the shadow of death, we can lift up this grieving family to God as we pray for God's comfort, strength, love, and solace. Father God, losing a child is an incredibly difficult journey. We know you understand because you not only created little Henry James, but we also know that he is at your side in heaven. In the difficult days ahead, Bless this family with your comfort and peace. Amen. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.